this way.
Welcome to Josh and Annie's Disney Adventures. Pop in those earbuds and get ready to step into the Disney parks with the magic of binaural audio. Come along, won't you?
Grandpa's coming, riding home. Grandpa's coming, way to Clifford.
This is episode 53 and the second in our Disneyland series. It's May 21st, and it's our first full day in the parks, so naturally, restarted the mothership, Disneyland. Join us as we line up outside the turnstiles and take our first steps to Walt's original park for, well, it's been about 2 years. Our first destination? Fantasyland, of course. Come along. Enjoy.
They didn't do a countdown. At least if they did, it was very so quiet.
I think they tend to do it more during the week.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It feels more intimate.
That's true.
And it'll be much easier when it opens at 9 again.
Oh, yes.
I kind of like the idea. Although I guess we'll get to compare after it's over. But this is the second time that we've come and started the trip on the weekend. And I kind of like it because by the last couple of days you're pumping out a little, so the shorter hours.
Yeah, shorter hours and less crowds.
Yeah,
is good. It's true.
It's as always, my opinion on handling weekend crowds is always the same.
Go slow. Yeah, it's true. Lower your expectations. Go slow.
And have fun in line.
Yeah.
If you're with people you enjoy, there's nothing wrong with standing in a line.
Nope.
Especially here. To me, like, that's one of the things I enjoy on these vacations, because you and I get to have fun conversations, we have wonderful people watching opportunities. If I, you know, there's things to look at. If I feel like playing a game, I have a game to play, you know. It's like,
yeah.
Like, what are you doing in your normal life? That's like, this is the whole point. Like, this is relaxation.
Exactly.
I'm just kidding, you know. There's so much stimulation here. It's nice to just have a little stand.
And not completely wipe yourself out. It's hard though, because it brings out the kid. And the kid wants to run from point A to point B to point C all day. Swirlies over there, yeah. That is cool. And it's back to classic Mickey. Classic Mickey and just swirls on the sides. I like it.
So that Tinkerbell thing, that was kind of cool. I didn't like her being there, but I liked the way it lit up.
Yes, that's true. Maybe if they could combine the two and just have little lights in amongst the flowers swirling around. I'd like that.
Did you like the railroad roller coaster with Daddy or no? Remember you went on it the other day with Daddy? It's the railroad, and me and Danica didn't go on it. Did you like it or no?
Yes.
I don't actually have to move, but it works out for me.
Exactly. It's like the rising tide lifts all boats. New lines shortens everyone else's.
I wish I could remember what it looked like.
Oh, without
as a kid.
Without DCA?
No, I can't remember. I mean, I remember this, but I don't remember.
Like, at what point? At what point was the curb and the parking lot?
Yeah, I don't remember. Yeah. I don't remember it enough as a child. Yeah. I think you just went from the parking lot and then it ended right here.
Mm.
But I wish I had more.
Yeah.
The parking lots are the things you really want to remember in life.
Of course. So what's a good thing to do?
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. There you go. You're good. Wow, we are at the end of the line.
Maybe ours ended up being the longest line ever.
Yeah.
Everybody figured it out.
Oh, yeah.
That's not my problem.
Congratulations. How many years?
10.
Very good. The gold must have 10 years in it.
Thank you. We don't feel old enough either.
Yeah, there you go. When you get to be 47.
Yeah. then we'll have something to talk about.
Yeah,
got a few. Okay. Remember, get your hand stamped at the exit when you go out. Mm-hmm. The hand stamped and the tickets on which you go to both parties.
Thank you.
You do need those for the
test. Okay. Thank you.
I
forgot about that.
Yeah.
We will need to do that. At least till tomorrow we get the passes tomorrow.
Yeah. All right, let's go this way, to the right.
The right side again.
Yes.
Two? Same people.
Yeah, I think that's a separate group. I'm not sure, though. It was a large group. Yeah.
If we want.
Oh, what?
That's a new poster.
Of Winnie the Pooh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Critter Country. Yeah, that's cool. Oh, wow. That's cool. Yeah, those are all new posters.
I just remembered Captain Eels. I forgot about it.
Yeah. Here we are. The big gloves.
Finally.
It's come over from Disney World.
Finally.
That's awesome. Good morning. Yeah. Oh,
like,
there's just
one?
The one on the right. Yeah.
Is that one of the park shops?
Oh, Carnation Cafe. It has been so long.
recording.
Yeah, right now I'm only celebrating an anniversary by myself. You gotta put that pin on. It does look kind of weird. I'm celebrating my anniversary, and I brought my girlfriend. Oh, I love the flowers here. This is awesome. Yeah.
Doing this while walking is a danger.
Yes.
To me.
I love the purple flowers. That looks really awesome. Away we go.
Through the castle.
Yeah. Look at this. It's a wide open drawbridge. It is a thing of rare beauty.
Cool, yeah. Especially on the side.
Mm-hmm.
All those silly kids are right, the big right.
Yeah, no.
They don't know what the true magic is.
It's fantasy land. By definition.
Nice, empty, cloudy morning.
Yeah.
Hello everyone, this is Joshua. Pardon my intrusion into this lovely Disneyland morning, but there's a bit of a gap in the audio and I feel I owe you an explanation. Just after we left off here, we entered into Fantasyland and we got in line for Peter Pan's flight. We waited in line for probably about 10 minutes, not a bad line at all, and then experienced the ride. However, for some reason, once we got on, started having some audio problems. There was clicking, cutting out in the right channel, and it only lasted during the ride. As soon as I got off again, all the audio cleared back up, and it's pristine the rest of the way out. I have no idea what was causing it. So I just cut that audio out, and so we're going to pick up again after we've just gotten off of Peter Pan and heading off to our next ride. Right, enjoy!
Binder on the ground that was next to her. I wanted to know what it was. It didn't have a title on it. There was just like a bunch of pictures. It was like that thick too, so it couldn't have been just like a ride manual kind of thing.
Welcome to Toad Hall. To ensure a safe and glorious drive in your car, remain firmly seated. Hands, arms, feet, and legs inside. Watch your children, and do try to drive more gently in tow. Ta-ta. Give me a word. Watch your second dad. Por favor, permanezca sentado y mantenga las manos, brazos y las piernas dentro del vehículo. Y por favor, cuide a los pequeños. Esperamos que disfrute del paseo. Now, make sure you're safe. on the ring, please remain seated with your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside. And do supervise your children.
Have a job, isn't it?
I make no promises.
This
wheel doesn't seem to be responding. I'm trying. Sorry. Whoa. I'm not responsible for those weasels. Check out that turn, hands free. No, I will not slow down. I will not keep out.
My poor feet!
I think you're right.
I have a pick.
Okay, I am going with green.
That's what I want.
Okay.
Synergy.
Yeah. Now, see, I was just thinking that. We usually, pick the cars, what car we're going to get on Mr. Toad, the color of the sail.
Yes, but this time, you kind of have a little choice.
Yes.
You know? Because the rest of the time, this is another car, but this time, you can choose the kind of, two green.
That's good. Is there two of every color?
I have to go right here.
That looks like it.
I was pulling it back as much as I could.
I think two.
Hey, you're gonna fly? You're gonna fly high?
Oh, sure.
Hey. It has a knob on there, dude. It goes up and it goes up and down.
Yeah, but some of those were kind of dark. They were kind of dark, you know?
Yeah. How many here? Happy anniversary, you guys. Thank you.
I don't know why, but I held up my finger for one, like, only one magic feather for me, please.
Are you going the orange?
You said two?
Yes, I said two. That green is taken. That green is already taken. Second choice.
Whatever comes next. We're the last ones they let through.
Yeah,
so
I know. Okay. We can go for aqua. It's kind of green. Okay, go ahead. Yeah, it is.
Made me slightly.
Great, that's not good.
I give my
whole team
a little piece
of me for you. Do you want to control the
Okay,
he's got his Jedi robes on.
Kids not messing around.
No. What is what?
A Rapunzel shout out?
Where? Oh yeah, it is. That is awesome.
What is that place? I thought that was.
That's Pinocchio.
Is that Village House?
Or
that's not Pinocchio. It is. Well, oh,
yeah,
it's like it's Village House.
There's it? Pinocchio. That's Village House. Yeah, you're right. So that is a Rapunzel thing.
I heard they upgraded their menu there, and there's some really tasty stuff like flatbreads and
okay.
stuff now.
Well,
try that while we're here.
Worth taking a look. I actually think, did they just dress up a tower that was already there? That looks like it's new.
Like well, obviously the roof and everything is new.
Yeah.
Maybe this totally new. I wonder if they do a street there or something.
Yeah.
Because there is
cool.
like a little queue.
Uh-huh.
That must be what they did. Can you imagine the poor woman has to wear that wig?
Yeah.
Can you guys tug on your seatbelt for me? Thank you.
Kind of a dirty trick, they take your magic feather before you've flown.
I know. Now we're in trouble.
Yeah.
But remember, that was the whole thing. Dumbo thought he needed the magic feather, and then when the feather went away, he realized he could actually fly.
Okay. All right. I'm okay now.
I'd love to get a Timothy Mouse thing.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah.
It's not an appreciated character. We're winning.
This is great. What a view.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that is cool.
And there's a stork one. I've never seen that. I've never
noticed
that before. Look out for Mr. Stork.
I think so. Like, no down yet. Oh, it brings everybody up at first. take the gate, please. I want to go on.
You're trying to be a gentleman and you're stuck with a job.
Yeah.
Well, that's about it for this episode. But never fear, we will return with more Disney adventures next time. In the meantime, we'd love to hear your thoughts. Send us an email. jandadisney@yahoo.com or leave a comment on the blog. jandadisney.blogspot.com or you can contact us through Twitter. You guessed it, @jandadisney. Our backing music is provided by kind permission of Nick Birdkey, also known as Pogo. You can find all of his music for download, including the track you're listening to right now, at pogomix.net. pogomix.net. Thanks for listening. See you next time.
That should do it.
I'm very fond of tea.
That should do it.